Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. As of April 4th, 12.2% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 6% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital decreased to 129.1. After a 4-month test phase of 2 new double-decker buses, the BVLG has ordered another 198 vehicles from the Scottish company Alexander Dennis. The delivery is expected in increments, starting at the end of the year, with the final shipment at the beginning of 2023. One of the buses was tested on the busy 100 line, and the other was tested without passengers. According to the BVLG, various interest groups, the workshop, and driving personnel were involved. They were on the road for more than 7,000 kilometers in the city, on difficult routes and all conceivable road surfaces. According to the BVLG's chief operating officer, Rolf Erfurt, the drivers particularly praised the driving, braking, and steering behavior of the new vehicles. In addition, suggestions for improvements were made, which are now to be taken into account in production. As an example, the press release mentions a new arrangement of the door opening buttons and the USB ports so that passengers in wheelchairs can reach them more easily. In addition, the information screen is to be enlarged so that the next 3 stops, including transfer options, can be displayed. The buses are 13.8 meters long, have 3 doors for passenger changes, with 2 staircases leading to the upper deck. According to the manufacturer, one bus can carry 128 passengers, 78 of which are seated. For the time being, the double-deckers will be delivered with Euro 6 diesel engines. However, conversion to electric is said to be possible. Ayham Abd al-Karim Abd al-Baki, a 33-year-old student, has developed a concept for a new social app and is now looking for an investor. It's called Deutsche Bar, and with it, the student wants to reduce depression and isolation during the pandemic, strengthen the personality of the individual through culture and integration, fight loneliness, inform about new laws, and show ways to have fun and entertainment at home. The idea is in place, but the app has yet to be programmed. Abd al-Baki believes that those who can't sleep at night don't need sleeping pills, they need someone to listen to them. He's lived in Germany for 7 years, and since 2018, he's been studying agriculture and horticulture at Humboldt University. At the beginning of Corona, he observed on social media how those without contacts were becoming more and more stressed, leading him to the idea for his app. It's divided thematically into platform, bar, and surveys. The platform presents new laws and regulations from ministries and the government, listed in a clear and understandable way. Abd al-Baki said, quote, "When I first came to Germany, it was hard to get an overview of all the laws," unquote. He believes that it's the same for many other people who are new to the country. In addition to the laws, current events and news will appear on the platform, as well as advertising space for companies, institutions, and organizations. Deutsche Bar is structured like a 20-story building, and each floor represents a theme. For example, health, socializing, food, sports, and religion. The 33-year-old wants to keep the name Deutsche Bar, even though some of his friends have warned him against sounding nationalistic or racist. And he explained, quote, "The app is for everyone, but because it also deals with German laws and serious topics, it shouldn't just be called Bar," unquote. 6 months ago, he applied for German citizenship, wants to start his own business with the app, and register a trademark as soon as possible. But that would mean losing his student status. At the same time, he's looking for an investor or a company that will program the app for him. Neukölln wants to revive Spielstraßen, or play streets, as early as May 1st. This was decided by the district office. Between May 1st and September 30th, streets are to be closed to cars and opened to children from 1 to 7 p.m. on Sundays and on holidays. Residents can make suggestions as to which streets are to be included. In 2020, there were play streets on Anzengruberstrasse and Hobrechtstrasse, as well as between Karl Marx Platz and Richard Platz. And lastly, here is a quick reminder on the tightening of contact restrictions effective today. In a nutshell, you can only invite one external person to your home between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. During the day, private gatherings at home are allowed only in the circle of spouses or partners, as well as members of one's own household and persons for whom there is a right of custody or access. No more than one other person from another household may join, and children up to 14 years of age are not counted. Outdoor gatherings remain allowed with a maximum of 5 people from 2 households, and again, children up to 14 years of age are not counted. At night, no visits are allowed between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. The members of a household must remain among themselves inside and outside. Spouses or partners and persons for whom custody or rights of access exist are exempt. There is also a ban of alcohol in public parks and parking areas effective up to and including April 18th. In general, the administration is urging all Berliners to reduce physical social contact to the absolute minimum, to avoid groups, and to refrain from traveling. People should only leave their own homes for important reasons, for example, to go shopping, to engage in sports, or to go to work. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.